Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More information is at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. And from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, two locations in Muncie, the main office at 2900 North Oakwood and a campus branch at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. Mobile banking with bill pay now available. More online at bsfcu.com. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me in the studio is Chelsea Carter and Ashley Waterbury Carpenter, and they are here to talk about Raise the Bar. So first of all, I guess tell us what Raise the Bar is and tell us a little bit about what you do there. Ashley, do you want to start?
Sure. Raise the Bar Indiana is a statewide program that we've developed for alcohol-serving establishments. We go in and we provide a bystander intervention training for their staff so they can recognize domestic and sexual violence and how to intervene safely on behalf of the victim. And then we also look at the space and look at, are there spaces where patrons might feel a little less safe, and are there ways that we can make that feel more safe? So we have a lot of dialogue with the staff and work hand in hand to be able to make that happen.
Wonderful. And what exactly do you do with the organization, and why did you decide to get involved?
I am the Chief Operating Officer of Alternatives. Alternatives developed the program about 4 years ago. We started working on it, and our goal had always been to make it a statewide program, so we've shared it with our sister agencies throughout the state, but I oversee all of our prevention efforts. Alternatives is a domestic and sexual violence service agency in Anderson, and we serve six counties, but I oversee our prevention programming. So this was a new opportunity, a new way to step into a new area and make some new partnerships.
Sure. And what about you, Chelsea?
I am the prevention specialist, so I had no hand in developing the program initially, but I do a lot of the trainings. In fact, last night I was in Muncie training two cats and a mask. So if a establishment wants to be trained, they contact us. They can contact us on our website, www.raisethebarindiana.org. And from there, we connect them with a facilitator, and we really empower them to use the skills that they already have to prevent over-serving and to prevent problems in their establishment of fights and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Basically using that to prevent sexual violence and sexual harassment in their establishments.
What has the feedback been, you know, from establishments that have gone through the training process and have already implemented some of the things that you suggest in the training? What has happened as a result?
We've had some establishments that all of the feedback that we've had from the establishments that participate is very positive. They're glad that they've done the training. They felt like it was useful. We do some evaluation at the end, and we've had a significant increase as far as people who recognize that it's important to intervene in those situations, and a significant increase in their comfortability in doing so, which is what we're looking for. We want them to feel like they have the skills and the tools needed to be able to make that intervention. And most of the establishment owners that we've spoken with, a lot of them are still in communication with us about what are some other things that we can do. And we have designed some posters now. That wasn't one of our first things that we've had. So we continue to make improvements to it. But we've designed some posters so they can continue to promote the program. We have some coasters for them. So it starts the conversation in the establishment, and they're able to explain what that means, which then in turn helps the patrons to recognize that this establishment owner cares about me, cares about my safety, and they took the time to go through a training to make sure that I would be safe. So,
can you give us an example of maybe some of the changes that establishments are making as a result of the training?
Yeah. So, for example, we were training Books and Brews here in Muncie, and there was a hallway that was a pretty sharp hallway. We suggested that they just put a curved mirror in, and with that curved mirror, they would be able to see down that curved hallway without having to walk down it. Some establishments have put in smile, you're on camera signs to make people aware that they're being watched. We have people that walk through the establishments more frequently to monitor things and check that everybody is feeling safe and comfortable.
And that's pretty common. That's one of the number one things that establishments are implementing, is making sure that they have staff that are walking through the spaces and some of those kind of dark corners, or going out and making sure they're checking outside spaces, because that's something that they haven't been doing before.
Right. Right. And so did you find that for a lot of establishments, it was kind of light bulb moments, like the fact that, oh, these are simple things that we could be implementing every day, but we just didn't consider them before.
I would say so. I think a lot of them, most of the time, it's a pretty simple solution that can really increase the safety of the environment, and it's easy for them to do, and they want to do it. So yeah, I think it's just having someone really walk through and look at the space with them. They haven't necessarily thought to do that before, at least through that lens.
Absolutely. What other partnerships, relationships have helped make Raise the Bar possible?
Our biggest partner that has helped us with developing the curriculum has been the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. They've really helped us as we've gone through different revisions of the program to make sure that the training is effective both for the facilitators as well as the establishments. All of the people who have been part of being trained as a facilitator, so we have domestic and sexual violence shelters and agencies throughout the state, as well as the Sexual Assault Coalition, ICESA, has been helpful in developing the training and being part of the facilitator trainings, or participating in the facilitator trainings. And then we've also developed a partnership with the Indiana Brewers Guild. So they invited us to talk at one of their board meetings to the brewers and sent out meetings to all of the brewers that are part of the guild. And we've had a very positive response from that about breweries wanting to be involved in this work. They've invited us to be part of their brew fests, where we've been able to spread the word as well. Wow. So that's been a really great partnership that we've been able to develop and are still developing as we move forward.
So let's say someone is listening right now and they want to get involved with Raise the Bar, whether as an establishment that wants training or they want to get involved perhaps as a volunteer. Are there volunteer opportunities? Talk a little bit about how our listeners can get involved.
Well, we're always looking for facilitators. So if somebody is involved in prevention, especially surrounding sexual assault and domestic violence, and they think this would be a good initiative to bring to their community, we would love to train them as a facilitator. They can contact us through our website. If there is an establishment that wants to be trained, we would love to train them.
Sure.
We travel. Mm-hmm. We will come to their location and work with them on a time that is best. And as far as the general community goes, we don't necessarily have a lot of volunteer opportunities, but we do really push for people to visit the establishments that we've trained to give them that support and to call out in their communities to say, we want safer places. We want places where we know people are going to be looking out. We want places where we know we can go in and we aren't going to be harassed or assaulted.
Sure.
And even just helping to spread that message of what the program means. So whenever an establishment is trained, they have a little window cling that identifies them as a Raise the Bar Indiana trained establishment. Mm-hmm. So helping to spread, you know, social media, that marketing aspect of it, and just helping spread the word that that's what that symbol means. That's why we should go there, because they have taken the time to be part of this training and create a safer space.
Absolutely. How many stickers are out there right now?
Right now we have 22.
Wow.
And that's statewide.
That's statewide. We do have some potential establishments in the works in the local community.
Right.
But Muncie listeners know they can go to Be Here Now, Books and Brews in Muncie, Damask Cafe, or Two Cats Cafe. They have all been Raise the Bar Indiana trained.
That's wonderful. So where can people get more information? Do you have a website, Facebook page, all of the above?
Right now we have a website. Okay. It's www.raisethebarindiana.org. We are working on getting some social media avenues in place. We just had a visit from the CDC, actually, that was reviewing us as a best practice. Mm-hmm. They are helping us kind of develop some of those additional ideas and ways that we can increase the social marketing, because that's an area where we know we need some growth and could use some help from our community members for that. But also looking at ways that we can continue to develop the program and strengthen the training that we're providing for establishments.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you both so much for coming in, and I thank you both for raising the bar when it comes to safety in our local establishments.
Thank you. Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you so much.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can listen to past episodes and hear more from this conversation at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.